Give me a bass boat, and give me an old Zebco. I'm going fishing today. Waving back in the cypress trees, in the stumps and mouths of the creeks. That's where I'm fishing today.
Good morning, sweet, beautiful Texas. That's the Gringo Kings, living the wildlife, getting things going for us on the Cabela's Lone Star Outdoor Show. Loved or hated, but never ignored. We do it every weekend. I'm your host, Cable Smith. Thanks for choosing to spend part of your weekend with me. I sincerely appreciate it. It's Bassmaster Classic time, y'all. Yep, the Super Bowl of fishing. It's going on right now as we speak. It's taking place on the Red River down in Shreveport this weekend, and you can bet your bottom dollar that's where I'm headed right after the show today. Speaking of today's show, it's going to be a good one. I guarantee you that. We've got Top Shot Season 3 champion and Zavala, Texas native Dustin Ellerman set to join us here in just a minute. Also, one of my favorite singer-songwriters, the great Aaron Watson, the Honky Tonk Kid. He'll be dropping in here a little bit later on. So we'll talk a little music and a whole lot of deer hunting with Aaron, as he's an avid bow hunter. Then we will round out the broadcast, seeing as how it is Bassmaster Classic weekend. We got to talk some black bass, specifically Sharelunker-sized black bass. If you don't know, Lake Austin has already produced 3 Sharelunkers so far this season, out of 5 that have been entered into the program. It is really becoming a hot spot, and we'll have Marco De Jesus. He's the Texas Parks and Wildlife Fisheries Management District leader, so he will be here to talk about Lake Austin and why it is producing so many monster bass. So that's what's on the docket for today. Should be a good show. I know I'm excited about it, but hey, when am I not excited to talk hunting and fishing with you guys and gals? One other thing. We're going to be giving away a guided bass fishing trip with our buddy Lake Fork guide Heath Hardwick this morning. The North Texas chapter of SCI has donated this trip, and we're just going to give it away to one of our listeners this morning. So be sure to tune in at the bottom of the hour, because that's when we're going to be giving that trip away. So exciting stuff. Also, be sure to keep sending me your best outdoor photos to cablewaco@yahoo.com for your chance to be our February Photo of the Month winner. Whoever wins this month's contest, we've got another great prize, a new pair of Costa Del Mar sunglasses. You get to customize them any way you want them. Any pair they make, any model, whatever, you pick it how you want it. Just email me your best outdoor photos to cablewaco@yahoo.com. Well, we've got so much to get into and so little time to do it. Let's work a quick break in here. When we come back, we'll be joined by Top Shot Season 3 champion Dustin Ellerman. You're listening to the Cabela's Lone Star Outdoors Show.
Thanks. Thanks a lot. I got a broken heart. That's all I've got. You made me cry.
The North Texas chapter of Safari Club International's Outdoor Expo is coming to Bass Pro Shops in Grapevine March 23rd through the 25th. Admission to the expo is free Friday through Sunday as outfitters and exhibitors from around the world converge in North Texas. Saturday night's banquet features over 300 auction items, including hunting African dangerous game, 170-inch whitetails, helicopter hog hunts, and much more. Both individual and corporate tables are still available, but tickets are going fast. Visit scinorthtexas.com, that's scinorthtexas.com, to get your tickets today.
SCI, first for hunters.
Cinnamon Creek Ranch is not your typical archery club. It's a one-of-a-kind archery facility with indoor and outdoor ranges, a full pro shop, and 6 different 3D courses. Cinnamon Creek was designed by hunters for hunters. Located on 80 acres in Roanoke, Texas, and offering over 200 3D targets to shoot at, this one-of-a-kind event facility was designed with the bow hunter in mind. Call 817-439-8998 or visit us at cinnamoncreekranch.com. That's cinnamoncreekranch.com.
Newland Real Estate currently has 2 of North Texas' most beautiful properties listed. In Aubrey, the heart of horse country, we have a 6,500 square foot custom home on 351 acres of rolling hills and mature trees with a 21 stall show barn with round pen and cross fence pasture. Also in Sanger, a 175 acre cattle or hunting ranch with scenic hilltop views. It is heavily treed and fenced for cattle with ponds and tons of wildlife. Go to northtexasrealestate.com for more information. That's northtexasrealestate.com. Remember the name you can trust, Newland Real Estate.
Howdy, folks. I'm Lee Hoffpower for Hoffpower Polaris and the Outdoor Superstore in Goldthwait, Texas. I sure would like to thank everybody for making Hoffpower Polaris' 2011 our best year in business yet. And I've got a feeling that 2012 is going to be even better. Speaking of 2011 and 2012, we've got a few 2011 model Polaris still on the lot. You bargain hunters need to come snap them up. They won't last long. Now, we have a whole lot and warehouse full of 2012s. Now, on top of Polaris, we also sell New Holland, tractors and equipment, Bush Hog and Rhino, Woods and Agmire equipment, Bad Boy mowers and ATVs, Dixie chopper mowers. Folks, we also sell Big Texan S&H trailers. And when you go inside the showroom, we've got lots of cool stuff there too. Yeti coolers, Arctic Ridge coolers. We've got Benchmade knives, Gerber gear, and Outdoor Edge knives. And we've also got Cannon and Winchester gun safes. That's just a list of few. If you're looking for some great deals, come see us today. Hoffpower's Polaris and Outdoor Superstore. Check us out on the web at houtdoor.com. And remember, Hoffpower's has been in Central Texas for over 47 years now. And folks, we couldn't have stuck around this long. We're steering you wrong.
Southern Deer Stands manufactures the only high-quality, lightweight, aluminum-insulated hunting blinds on the market, providing years of use without any maintenance. That's right, no more rotting, rusting, or repairing. Just hunting. Southern Deer Stands product lineup includes tower blinds with staircases, trailer blinds, and ground blinds on skids. We also have deer blind windows, doors, tower stands, and more. Whether you need one or 20 blinds, we'll deliver and set up right on your ranch or lease. Call Rob at 214-551-1530 or visit us at www.southerndeerstands.com.
Hello, everybody. I'm Bill Dance, and you're listening to the Lone... No, let's do it again.
Okay.
Hello, everybody. I'm Bill Dance, and you're listening to the Lone Star Outdoor Show.
She went out with two bit of gasoline. I want to go back, you know what I mean. When the word was Thunderbird, and the price was 40 twice.
Classic Billy Joe Shaver right there, bringing us back from break on the Cabela's Lone Star Outdoor Show, powered by Hoffpower Polaris. I'm your host, Cable Smith. Thrilled to be here with you this morning as we are talking hunting, fishing, and everything in between. And we're about to get into some serious firearm talk with the winner of Season 3 of Top Shot. But first, I want to remind everyone to do what I did and check out STI Pistols. They're based out of Georgetown, Texas. They've been making some of the world's premier pistols for over three decades. I love my 9mm. So do yourself a favor and visit STIGuns.com to see their full line of pistols for yourself. Well, I do understand we've got Dustin Ellerman on the line. He's a native of Zavala, Texas, and you might know him as the champion of Season 3 of Top Shot, the hit show on History Channel. Dustin, thanks for joining us today, buddy.
Well, thanks for having me, man.
Well, it's certainly a pleasure. I'm a huge fan of the show. And I guess the first thing that I want to know is, how does a camp director, self-taught marksman from Zavala County, Texas, USA, end up competing in and eventually winning Season 3 of Top Shot? I mean, some of your competitors had some pretty serious firearm training.
Yeah, how about that, huh? Well, honestly, I didn't go there to win. I knew it could be a possibility, but I was just going to play. Yeah, I've always been a shooter. I kind of keep that on the down low just because of the, ministry and business I'm in. As being a summer Christian kids camp director, shooter doesn't always fit in with that. But I guess I was just having the most fun out of everybody, and I didn't want to go home. I wanted to just stay and play as long as I could. And then Top Shot looks like Disneyland with guns to me, so I was just having a blast.
Right on, buddy. Well, Dustin, you know, you're a self-taught shooter, but somewhere you had to be introduced to guns. So did you grow up in a hunting family?
It wasn't as much as other families that I've seen, especially around here in East Texas. It was just something I always loved. I remember BB guns a lot, you know, when I was growing up. Summers were spent at my grandparents' farm, and I just would shoot thousands of BBs in those weeks out there. My dad didn't let me start shooting firearms till very late as a teenager. Mm-hmm. Finally let me take out in 22 when I was probably 16, and it was I was probably 18 before I got my first real rifle, and even then it was just kind of on my own time as I was allowed to take something out and plink around. That's what I did and what I love doing.
There you go. Well, Dustin, take us through the process of how you got selected to participate on Season 3 of Top Shot.
Well, let's see. I had always been a fan of the show and watched Season 1 and was watching Season 2, and a friend of mine emailed me. He's like, hey, you ought to try out for the Top Shot Season 3. I was like, yeah, whatever. I knew it was a long shot. I looked it up, and all I had to do was send in an email with a picture and a short description of myself. I was like, well, I can handle that. So I just emailed in and said, hey, you know, I'm Dustin Ellerman. I live and work at a summer Christian kids camp. Me and my wife are foster parents, and we love kids, love God, love the ministry, and I love to shoot, too, and I'm kind of good at it. And they called me the next day. And so that started the official casting process. You make a video. You can find mine on YouTube and stuff. I didn't think I'd really make it, but then, of course, I made it on the show. I was giving myself, probably to about week five, or like episode five of staying on the show. But if you watched, it turned out a bit better than that.
Boy, did it ever. Dustin, I know you're a man of faith. You and your wife run the Christian-based youth camp His Way.
Mm-hmm.
So how has winning the $100,000 grand prize changed your life and your ministry?
Well, right now my money's still just sitting in a savings account. We live out here at the camp, and we actually are volunteers. We aren't on a paid income, and so we just live at the camp and, you know, drive the camp vehicle, and we live on a mobile home here at the place. And I have a growing family though, and what I'd like to do is just find some property with maybe a good sized house that we can grow in close by, and purchase that, and so still stay a part of the camp ministry, but I have our own place to grow and fill at home.
And how many kids do you have, Dustin?
I have three.
You're a lucky man.
So my oldest son is Cody, and he's actually adopted. He was our first foster placement. And so we got him, we loved him, and we weren't going to let him go. And we've had probably 10 foster kids come through our home since about 2 or 3 years ago we became foster parents. And then my son Gideon is 3 years old. And then our newest addition is baby Arrow, and she is 2 months old. And it's just a neat story behind her name there, but it was kind of a top shot thing going on.
Arrow, oh man, I love that for obvious reasons. Now, after shooting, I know that you're very passionate about hunting as well. So how was this past season for you?
Honestly, the past hunting season was right during Top Shot season. And so I was always traveling or having the shows, and I was so busy booking everything and going all over, I hardly hunted at all. the new Texas laws, and we live on national forest area. It's slim pickings out here.
Well, I can imagine you were pretty busy this past season. Is deer your favorite type of game?
I like eating deer the most. I like shooting hogs the most.
Yeah.
A lot of action, a lot of, you know, less rules, and you can just go at it and have fun. In fact, next month I get to go helicopter hog hunting as part of Texas Fish and Game magazine staff. So I'm really looking forward to that.
Man, I'd be lying if I said I was not jealous. Helicopter hog hunting, that's something I want to check off the bucket list. What about spring turkey? That's the next thing on the horizon. Is that something that you've done in the past?
I have not. So I have a friend that wants to get me into it. So it sounds like fun to me.
Well, let me just tell you, if you've got time for another addiction in your life, that's a good place to start right there.
Neato.
Oh, man, you will love it. I guarantee you. What about bucket list stuff? You know, for me, it's going out to New Mexico and harvesting a big bull elk. What about you? What do you want to do before you check out?
Yeah, that stuff sounds fun, and if I got an invitation, I'd go right on my way. But shooting is still kind of first, and then hunting is next. But a hybrid of those is prairie dog shooting. I'd love to do that.
Yeah. Well, I actually went out to Lubbock for the pheasant opener this year. My buddy had a place picked out for us to do some prairie dog hunting, and he had the landowner's permission.
Mm-hmm.
And these other guys were with, they had like 5,000 rounds of 22-250 ammo.
Oh my goodness.
And we get to the place, and his ranch hand had gone out there and poisoned him like 2 weeks before, and all that was in the holes was just a bunch of cobwebs.
Well, that's no fun.
Yeah.
I actually had a tour, and I built my own rifle at the Savage Factory.
Mm-hmm.
And so that conversation came up a lot of, I might build me a prairie dog gun next and start doing some long-range stuff with that.
Right on. Well, Dustin, what has this whole experience meant for you as far as the future? How do you see the next chapter of Dustin Ellerman's life unfolding?
Well, I'm still just back here at the camp. It's Camp His Way. We'll run about 2,000 kids through the camp this summer. And so, honestly, right now I'm just gearing up for summer. I've been doing speaking engagements all over, and once summer hits I'm going to be dedicated here for that season, and I'm already have people contacting me, booking me for the fall. So that's pretty neat, and it's cool because God's given me a message through the show and the platform they gave me there, and I'm happy to go and share it with others. And so it's just back to my normal life. I'm just a little busier and a lot more blessed.
Well, God certainly did give you a platform, and I'm glad to see that you're using it to glorify Him. What about shooting competitively? Are you going to get involved with any leagues?
I had never competed or even seen a competition before Top Shot. A friend invited me out to a local three-gun match last month, and I went and won that. I'm getting some competition equipment to gear up and start practicing, but honestly, my time's so limited. That's going to be on the back burner for a little while.
Uh-huh.
But I tell you what I want to do before competition is I'd like to start up a little bit of a youth marksmanship camp on weekends in the off season out here at our camp. So I'm trying to get together tomahawks and blowguns and boomerangs and better archery equipment and pellet guns and, of course, go to rimfire and all that good stuff and make that available for kids probably ages 10 and up to come and just have a fun weekend of shooting.
Man, that sounds awesome. I remember being in Indian Guides as probably a 9 or 10-year-old. I think that was the first time I ever shot a BB gun. Dustin, you're doing some great things, man. I appreciate your time this morning, and congratulations once again on winning Season 3 of Top Shot.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
Oh, I almost forgot real quick. You are involved with Texas Fish and Game Magazine, one of my favorite publications, and I see you've even got a blog on their website.
Sure do, and they even hired me to write some articles every month, so I don't know how that'll go, but you can check it out. It's at fishgame.com.
Awesome, and I will be looking forward to reading your articles, buddy.
All right, well, I appreciate you having me on.
Certainly was a pleasure. There he goes, Dustin Ellerman, the reigning champion of Top Shot. Heck of a nice guy. Let's take a quick break. When we come back, we'll be joined by one of my favorite musicians. It's the Honky Tonk Kid, the great Aaron Watson. You're listening to the Cabela's Lone Star Outdoor Show. When morning comes, I'm gonna put up a fight. Yeah, it's alright. When my big city baby's up all night, my big city baby's up all night. Concan's River Rim Resort is the gem of the real Texas Hill Country. Located along the pristine Frio River, outdoor enthusiasts enjoy birdwatching, bat flights, and of course, tubing or kayaking the Frio's crystal clear waters. Situated near Garner State Park in northern Uvalde County, River Rim is in the middle of a sportsman's paradise with ranches full of exotics, whitetail, and dove hunting opportunities. River Rim Resort offers cabins and RV sites, as well as a great venue for weddings and corporate retreats. Visit RiverRimResort.com today. That's RiverRimResort.com. Do you have a hog problem at your ranch or deer lease? We have the solution. The System Hog Trap comes in two sizes, 17-foot and 30-foot diameter traps. After you trap the hogs, take the top section off the trap and use it for another feeder site to keep the hogs away from the feeder. The system is both a trap and a deer food plot fence. That way you don't waste your money on just a hog trap. Call 940-391-3669 or visit www.goinfencing.com. That's goinfencing.com.
Hey everybody, this is Brian Spagnuolo from TexasMotorCars.com. I'm here today to tell you about the best place in Texas to shop for your next vehicle. TexasMotorCars.com is a family-owned and operated business located in Addison, Texas. We have a huge inventory of pre-owned vehicles and specialize in trucks and SUVs. Please visit TexasMotorCars.com today. Come see me, Brian Spagnuolo. Our phone number is 972-481-1660.
2011 Z521 Ranger Boat with a 250 Pro XS Mercury motor. Falcon rods, lounge electronics, and Lake Fork trophy lures are just a few of the perks you'll enjoy when fishing with Lake Fork fishing guide Heath Hardwick. Customer service is Heath's primary goal. Well, that and putting you on the fish of a lifetime at the legendary Lake Fork, Heath has built his business on integrity. His passion is bass fishing, and he loves sharing a lifetime of knowledge with all of his customers. So call Heath Hardwick at 903-440-2358 or visit him at heathhardwick.com. That's heathhardwick.com.
The new Bobcat utility vehicle is here at Bobcat of Dallas and Fort Worth, and it's hungry. Get ready to work like an animal and love it. Powerful, ultra-comfortable, and sure-footed, this lineup of vehicles delivers legendary Bobcat performance, so you can sink your teeth into a wide range of jobs. With twice the horsepower, 1,850 pounds of payload capacity, and four-wheel independent suspension, you will love it. Stop in at Bobcat of Dallas and Fort Worth to see for yourself.
Newland Real Estate is North Texas' premier acreage property specialist. Their knowledgeable and experienced brokers take pride in working hard to help you buy or sell the perfect horse, cattle, or hunting ranch, investment properties, and rural residences. Even with the current economy, Newland Real Estate closed over $38 million in sales last year. So when you see the Circle Land, you know it's the name you can trust. You can search all multiple listing services on their website at www.northtexasrealestate.com. That's northtexasrealestate.com. Newland Real Estate, your acreage property specialist.
Well, the honky tonk kid loves the honky tonk crowd, and he picks them up when the swirl gets them down. But all the smoke and the neon keep his pain hid.
The honky tonk kid bringing us back from break here. And we're about to visit with Aaron Watson in just a second. I'm Cable Smith, by the way. Thanks for tuning in and sharing a part of your weekend with me right here on the Cabela's Lone Star Outdoors Show, powered by Hoff Power Polaris. This segment proudly brought to you by the Lone Star Knife Expo, a one-of-a-kind event where you can meet and purchase knives from Texas' finest knife makers. The expo is March 10th and 11th at the historic Fort Worth Stockyards. More info, visit LoneStarKnifeExpo.com. Well, without further delay, it's my pleasure to welcome one of my favorite artists to the program. He also happens to be as passionate about the outdoors as you and me, Aaron Watson. Thanks for dropping by, man.
Yes, sir.
I'm certainly thrilled to have you. And Aaron, just looking at your website here, you're here on the road as usual, man, with a pretty full tour schedule this spring.
Yeah, we have been hard at it. I mean, in the last month, we've been anywhere from Tennessee. We've been in New Mexico, Nevada, Arizona, California, and the great state of Texas, primarily, of course. So we've been working hard. We're working on a new record. We have a lot of things in the works right now, so it's exciting.
Very cool, man. That's great news for all of your fans out there like me. Your last record, The Road and the Rodeo, was released in 2010. So talk about the new project that you're working on.
We're going to call it Real Good Time. And it's going to be a double disc CD where we're going to put like 40 songs on this CD. You know, it seems like in this day and age, everybody's charging more and giving less. So we wanted to kind of flip that around, and the first CD is going to be pretty much all new material that we've recorded. And then the other CD, we've recorded and remastered all the songs that kind of got us to where we're at this point in my career. And we just really want to, you know, give our fan base, you know, their money's worth. We're going to have that second CD with all the older songs, but we're just going to encourage them to give that to a friend that doesn't have it. So, you know, we're excited. Our first CD, our first single, we're fixing to cut a video for it, which I'm not generally a big fan of videos, but it's a song I wrote for my dad and my pawpaw, and it's called Raise Your Bottle. The title kind of sounds like a drinking song, but it has nothing to do with drinking. It's just a song where, you know, I'm just kind of giving credit to our soldiers who have, you know, fought for this country throughout the years. And, you know, it's a song that I didn't really intend on even cutting. It was just a tune that, you know, I wrote for myself. And we're excited about that. When we put that song out, we're going to put it out on Memorial Day, which is 28th. We're going to, all the proceeds from that song, all the sales are going to go towards taking care of our disabled veterans. So
right on.
I'm excited about that. My dad's 100% disabled from the Vietnam War. So, you know, obviously, you know, that's something that my family was, affected by and still affected by today. So, it'll be neat to be able to have a song where, you know, I know that song's out there helping families just like myself.
Yes, sir. I'm sure that that song's going to hit home for a lot of people. So we appreciate that. Aaron, when can we expect the full album to be released?
The album will come out sometime in August. But, you know, I really feel like this CD is my best CD to date. As far as the music or something like that, I still feel it's the it's our style. It's what we do, you know, very traditional, but upbeat and kind of edgy at the same time. I mean, it's kind of a fine, it's tough because you want to be, competitive with what country music is doing today without, you know, completely selling out on country music itself. So, mm-hmm. you know, it's just my opinion, but if it doesn't have fiddle and steel guitar, you know, I don't see how it's a country song.
Right,
the same way as if it doesn't have mandolin and banjo, how is it bluegrass? I mean, you know, there's just certain flavors have to exist for it to be a certain genre. It's like, can it be a bean and cheese burrito without the bean and cheese? You know, it's like, you got to have certain aspects within the music, and that's just my opinion for sure. And I mean, I'm not making fun of anybody. It's just
right on.
Hey, it's America. I can voice my opinion, right?
Well, you are certainly in the right place to do that, my friend. And you know, speaking of burritos, I don't know what Alsop's put in those things, but whew, those things are good.
Yeah, I think it's mystery meat.
Yeah, right.
Whatever it is, those burritos kept me alive in college.
Mm-hmm.
Because my dad gave me a gas card, and when I was broke, I knew at least I could eat an Alsop's burrito. So I was broke a lot. So a lot of Alsop's burritos.
You and me both, buddy. Well, Aaron, let's talk a little bit about one of your other passions, and that's the outdoors. You've got the great new website, AaronWatsonOutdoor.com. So was hunting and fishing something that your family just did a lot of growing up?
Yeah, you know, I mean, growing up with Dad, we didn't do a whole lot of hunting. I don't know if that's because his experience with the war, and I don't know if – I think maybe that there was some type of – there was something going on there.
Mm-hmm.
But we went camping all the time, and I was active in Boy Scouts growing up. So I got to do a lot of those things just because of Scouts. But some of my best memories are hanging out with Dad at the Paladuro Canyon up around Amarillo. And we would just disappear into that canyon for days and just camp out wherever we wanted. I mean, and that's been a long time ago. I'm sure these days you have to camp out at certain camping grounds or whatever. But back in the day, me and Dad would just backpack and find a place to set up camp, and it's just, those are the memories that I'll always cherish. And I've got two little boys and a little girl, and the boys are obsessed with hunting. They're 5 years old and 4 year old, but it's one of those things. It's not so much the hunting and the fishing as it is Dad getting to spend time with his boys. And that's 4 or 5 years ago, I wasn't getting to do a lot of hunting or fishing because I was at home with toddlers, and that's what I was supposed to be doing then.
Mm-hmm.
But now, as these boys are getting older and they're getting into things, I mean, like right now, you know, this last week we've started up, we've got the baseball bats out, and we have batting practice before we go to bed. And I mean, we're getting fired up for little league tryouts and, and it's just things like that. And that's really what the outdoor website's all about. I mean, obviously I love fishing and I love to hunt, but I love my kids, 100 times more.
Right.
And the combination of the two, I mean, taking my boys out, I mean, it's fantastic. I mean, you know, here's the deal. I mean, it's really not about hunting, because when you take a 5-year-old and a 4-year-old into a blind with you, you know, there's a good chance you're probably not going to see anything. Now, my 5-year-old, I take that back. My 5-year-old is, that kid will sit with me in a bow blind for 4 hours, and I make more noise than he does. We go hunting and we camp out, and obviously if we get to shoot something, that's just icing on the cake. And this last fall, I mean, we got to shoot a lot, so it was – we had a lot of fun. I mean, it's just, you know, everybody says that baseball is America's pastime. And I mean, you're not going to find a bigger fan of baseball than myself. I mean, it's not, you know, I can't get enough of it. But I really kind of think that hunting and fishing was probably the first pastime here in America, especially, you know, with dads and their sons.
Uh-huh.
And not leaving out girls at all. I mean, my little girl, she's two, so we hadn't got into the pink camo stage yet.
There you go. There you go. You know it's coming. And, you know, you're spot on. Hunting and fishing, that is what it's all about. And really, the first family pastime in our country, no doubt about it, especially for fathers and sons. You know, I didn't really grow up hunting either, but my dad, big fisherman, and we spent a lot of time camping and fishing, and we still do today, as a matter of fact. Aaron, we do have to take a quick break, but I still want to get into some of those hunting experiences. You said you got to shoot a lot this season. I want to find out more about it.
Yes, sir.
So y'all don't go anywhere, because we will be right back with more from the Honky Tonk Kid, Aaron Watson. You're listening to the Cabela's Lone Star Outdoors Show.
Flat dead on my feet. I've had nothing to eat. I'm sick of highways and cold hotel rooms.
The North Texas chapter of Safari Club International's Outdoor Expo is coming to Bass Pro Shops in Grapevine March 23rd through the 25th. Admission to the expo is free Friday through Sunday as outfitters and exhibitors from around the world converge in North Texas. Saturday night's banquet features over 300 auction items, including hunting African dangerous game, 170-inch whitetails, helicopter hog hunts, and much more. Both individual and corporate tables are still available, but tickets are going fast. Visit SCINorthTexas.com. That's SCINorthTexas.com to get your tickets today.
SCI, first for hunters.
Need to buy a trailer? Well, Big Tex Trailers is DFW's number one source for trailers. In addition to utility trailers, we have the largest selection of cargoes anywhere. CM Cargoes, Wells Cargoes, Hallmark, Cargo Craft, and Pace. You want it, we got it. Come and get it. Call 972-501-0200 or go to BigTexDFW.com. That's Big Tex Trailers, tough as a Texas Longhorn.
Cable Smith here for Magnolite, a Texas-based lighting company that's been outfitting the United States military since the 1960s. Over the past decade, Magnolite has continued to support our troops, but now they have over 200 lights ideal for your hunting and fishing needs, like the 35-watt HID camouflage Go Light Striker with handheld remote. That's 15 million candle power in the palm of your hand, ideal for predator and hog hunting. They also have remote-controlled floodlights, feeder lights, and LED boat lights. So go Texan and go Magnolite. Check them out at www.magnolite.com for all your outdoor lighting needs.
Sweetwater Creek Bow Hunting Ranch was designed specifically with the Texas bow hunter in mind. We are still whitetail hunting through the end of February, and of course we hunt axis, fallow, and red deer through mid-March. Right now, hunters choose between $100 off your hunt or adding a doe to your harvest at no cost, whichever you choose. Our 2,500-acre high fence, bow-only ranch is located just outside DFW in Decatur. Call Jim Bob Little at 940-393-5853 or visit sweetwatercreekbowhunt.com to book your hunt today.
I'm Craig Boddington. I'd like to invite you to become a member of Dallas Safari Club, one of the world's leading hunting and conservation organizations. As a member, you'll receive Game Trails magazine, a monthly newsletter, and invitations to our monthly meetings and special activities. Join Dallas Safari Club, an international organization based in Dallas, supporting hunting and conservation worldwide. For more information, call 800-9-GO-HUNT or visit our website at www.biggame.org.
If you're in the market for a firearm, you need to know about STI International. Based out of Georgetown, Texas, they're 100% employee-owned and offer the best warranty and customer service in the business. STI is renowned worldwide for exceptional fit and function. The patented 2011 high-capacity system proved so successful in shooting competitions that over 80% of competitors used STI guns or pistols built on STI frames at the USPSA National Championships. To see their full line of premier pistols, visit STIguns.com or check them out on Facebook at STI Firearms. STI, the continuing evolution of the 1911.
Now there's a lost soul, don't know where to start. I think I'm lost somewhere in Hill County. So I'll drive on.
Good morning, good morning. Cable Smith welcoming everybody back to the Cabela's Lone Star Outdoor Show, powered by Hoff Power Polaris. And we're about to continue with some hunting talk here with our buddy Aaron Watson. But first, I want to remind everyone to check out Sendero Seed Company, Texas' premier seed company. They've got everything you need for your whitetail herd, including buck forage oats, of course, backed by Dr. Deer himself. So do yourself a favor, because the time is now to get those spring food plots in. Check out the website, SenderoSeed.com. www.seedsofdallas.com, or you can give my buddy Rob Hughes a call at 1-877-610-SEED. Well, moving along here, as Aaron Watson was nice enough to stick around through the break. And Aaron, earlier you mentioned that you guys got to do a lot of shooting this year. So tell us a little bit about how this past season was for you.
I have a big place with some guys at church, and it's around Sweetwater, North Abilene. But a place we spent a lot of time at this year was called Buffalo Mountain Ranch. Gorgeous place up in the hills around Buffalo Gap, Texas. And
I know Buffalo Gap very well.
All right. Well, it's just, this place is fantastic. It's, I believe, 4,400 acres. I had the opportunity of shooting a nice 7-point. You know, when I say nice 7-point, people are like, nice? And I'm like, oh, yeah. I mean, he was a big, mature, older 7-point. And, you know, I had the 7-point came in with a 12-point and a couple of younger 10-points. And, you know, at first I was thinking, oh, I'm going to shoot that 12-point. But as I got to looking at that 7-point, I mean, he was – we think he was about 6 years old, and I thought, you know what, that's the one to shoot. And shot him, and then a few months later, we shot a 14-point, which we videoed it on, and it's on our AaronWatsonOutdoor.com website. And all the does and deer that I shot this year, I smoked every one of them, and they dropped about 30 yards from where I shot them, except for the one we videoed, and that's the 14 point. And we went back and looked at it, and I think my fletching clipped this branch. And, you know, either way, it was a bad shot. And the guys at Buffalo Mountain Ranch were great. They said, you know, come out and shoot another one of our bucks and, you know, get you a good shot on film. And, you know, I thought about it, and I thought, you know, these guys make a living selling their nice deer. And, you know, if you've been hunting for any amount of years, you're going to understand that, especially with a bow, that you're going to make a bad shot sooner or later. And so I just kind of swallowed my pride and owned up to it. And, you know, in result, we found the deer, and it was an awesome buck. I mean, but probably the best experience of the fall was I shot two spikes with my boys, and you would have thought those spikes were monster bucks with how those little boys reacted. So I enjoy shooting, you know, going out there when they're needing someone to help them with some management. And, you know, if there's, you know, there was a deer that was injured out there. And we hunted that deer for a while just to put him out of his misery. And, you know, I think I enjoy doing, you know, getting a good doe so we can have some deer jerky more than I enjoy anything else. So, but, you know, we're going to host a hunt at Buffalo Mountain Ranch. It's going to be sometime in December. Mm-hmm. We haven't nailed down the dates yet because, I may be playing a week in Las Vegas for the National Finals Rodeo this year, so we're trying to book it around then. But keep an eye on our website, AaronWatsonOutdoor.com, and we'll have more information. It's going to be kind of limited. I mean, it's going to kind of basically be to the first, you know, dozen hunters that call up and book the week with me, but I'm going to be out there all week hunting. And my bass player, he loves to bow hunt, and he plays mandolin and guitar as well. So, you know, it's going to be fun to go out there and hunt in the morning and the evening, and then that night have dinner, and, you know, we'll have a little jam session around a campfire kind of deal. So that's going to be fun, and we're going to use some of the profits from that hunt to, you know, go towards Wounded Warriors and the boot campaign and some stuff like that. So we're still just kind of, you know, it's obviously early and it's a long ways from hunting season now, but we're still working out some of the details. But at AaronWatson.com is the email. So if you're wanting to, all the stuff's on AaronWatsonOutdoor.com. So if you want to go bow hunting with me and help raise money for some good causes, then shoot us an email. And when we figure out what's going on, the dates etc. We'll let you know.
Man, talk about a good time for a great cause, doing some deer hunting and sitting around the campfire picking the guitar with Aaron Watson in the evenings. That's awesome. Aaron, I know that you're a big bow hunter, obviously, but do you still pick up the rifle from time to time?
I don't know. I like the bow because it's, well, it's obviously a little more challenging. I like shooting a rifle as well. I mean, we do a lot of pig hunting and stuff like that. So, you know, I'm a fan of it all.
You and me both, my friend. Well, Aaron, you obviously have more experience bow hunting than me. I got my first deer on the ground this past January, but I'm already counting down the days for October.
Yeah, you know, once you, and I tell people this, I said, you know, it's, there are so many nice deer I could have shot while I'm bow hunting, but, you know, I'm not going to make an 80-yard shot. But if you had your rifle, that thing sitting on your back porch, you shouldn't be missing an 80-yard shot, for crying out loud. I mean, I could shoot that with my 30-30 open sights.
Mm-hmm.
So, but bow hunting's a whole different beast. I mean, just, and you know, it, there's nothing quite like it. Like, I had a deer pass by me at, like, probably 5 yards from me, from behind me. And, you know, you look over and it's right there. And you're literally just a few feet away from this deer. I mean, it's crazy. You're just like, wow. And being able to draw back a bow without getting busted, you know, taking all those different variables in, I mean, it makes it a lot tougher. And it's you know, I went hunting last week with my boys, and we really didn't hunt. We just sat in a blind, and we had a nice 12-point come in, and we watched that deer for probably 30 or 45 minutes, and they just got a kick out of that buck, watching that buck eating. And, you know, and that's, you know, that's what I think anybody that, you know, a true outdoorsman doesn't just love hunting, but he really, you know, appreciates God's creations and the outdoor wildlife and, you know, just everything that goes into it. And I mean, we were basically just sitting underneath a big cedar tree. So, I mean, we weren't like in some blind, so we're really just right there with, you know, Mother Nature all around us. So those are some, man, that's some good stuff right there.
I know exactly what you mean, man. That's kind of my sanctuary when you get in the outdoors and you really take it all in and are in touch with all of God's creatures.
I'm very outspoken, you know, wherever I am, whether it's in my music or at home, about my faith in Jesus. And it's one of those things that I tell people, I said, you know, there's just something about getting outside, you know, far from all the distractions. And especially, you know, going hunting in the morning is probably my favorite thing. I mean, getting up at 4 o'clock in the morning, driving out there, you know, getting situated, you know, it's an hour or so before the sun even comes up, and just, it's quiet and it's dark, and you know, you kind of feel vulnerable. You know, that's some of the best time to, you know, get on your knees and pray. And I've got my Bible on my iPhone, so I just take some headphones and I can listen to some of my Bible lessons on there. And it's something that's very natural. And, you know, I have no doubt that God intended for us to do. I mean, that's how man survived for however many years we've been on this planet before we started herding cattle and processing them. And, you know, it's a wonderful thing when it's done right. I mean, I'm a big fan of the outdoors and spending time with family.
Hey, man, that right there is what it's all about. I tell you what, Aaron, are you going to have a chance to do any turkey hunting this spring?
Man, I don't know. I don't think I'm going to get to this spring. the boys, baseball's starting up, and Little League Baseball is going to trump my turkey hunting. I mean, we might have an opportunity to get out once or twice, but I think Jack's going to have practice on Mondays. Jake's going to have practice on Tuesdays. We got church on Wednesday. And I usually have shows Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and then there's church on Sunday, and then we're back to Monday, and Jack has practice. You know what I'm saying?
So yeah, never
ends. I don't know. Really, to answer that question, we would need my wife on air and ask her, because that's more than half the battle for any hunter. It's not getting out there that's the hard thing. It's getting permission.
That is spot on.
A lot of times I'm like, hey, babe, here's what I was thinking. You know, I don't want to miss much time, you know, a whole lot of time with the kiddos. So if you took the boys to school today and I could go hunting early this morning, I could be home by like 9 or 9:30, 10 at the latest. And then I'll keep baby girl all day. You can go shopping, do whatever you need to do. I'll pick the boys up, you know.
Yeah.
There's a lot of strategy involved.
Man, is there ever.
I get to go hunting a lot because there's something in it for mama.
That's the way it works, man.
Something to consider for you, all you newlywed hunters out there.
There's no doubt it is a big compromise for sure.
That's right.
Well, Aaron, real quick, I almost forgot to tell you. Next time you talk to our mutual friend Zane Williams, someone that you know you've kind of been a mentor to as a singer-songwriter, but you'll have to ask him what he thinks about duck hunting, because we got him out on his first couple duck hunts this past season. And I tell you what, I think we got him hooked.
Well, Zane's, I think, more of a mentor to me. Zane's just an incredible singer, great songwriter, and we've been bouncing ideas off of each other for a long time. So Zane started focused on his songwriting career when I started kind of focusing on my live show career, and we kind of went different routes. But we've kind of come back around, and here we are. And you know, there's more than one way to skin a cat, obviously. And he did it one way, and I'm doing it the other. And I think this next year we're going to get to play a bunch of shows together. So I'm excited. He's as good as it gets.
Yes, sir. Well, y'all be sure to check out the website, AaronWatsonOutdoor.com. Lots of great stuff on there. Aaron, I really appreciate your time this morning, and I wish you safe travels out on the road, buddy.
You bet, man. Well, I appreciate the plugs, and like I said, anytime you want to talk hunting or fishing, just call me up.
All right, brother. Well, you have a good one. I sure appreciate it.
You too. God bless.
Well, there he goes, Aaron Watson, the honky-tonk kid. We do have to take a quick break. When we come back, we're going to get into some bass fishing talk, as Lake Austin is the new hotbed for lunker-sized fish. We're also going to give away a guided trip on Lake Fork, and we'll tell you how to win that in just a second. That's coming up only on the Cabela's Lone Star Outdoors Show.
There I was, back in the wild again, and I fell right at home where I belong. I had that feeling coming over me again, just like it happened so many times.
SAW has been serving DFW for 18 years. A Class 3 licensed dealer, SAW specializes in black rifles in both .223 and .308. They even have suppressors that will turn your weapon into a stealthy hog-killing machine. Of course, they also carry threaded barrels for Class 3 items, including pistols. Conveniently located at 184 South Collins Road in Sunnyvale, drop in and check out over 3,500 weapons and a full line of ammunition they have in stock. Call 972-226-3200 or place your order online at sawguns.com. That's sawguns.com.
Need to buy a trailer? Well, Big Tex Trailers is DFW's number one source for trailers. In addition to utility trailers, we have the largest selection of cargos anywhere. CM Cargos, Wells Cargos, Hallmark, Cargo Craft, and Pace. You want it, we got it. Come and get it. Call 972-501-0200 or go to BigTexDFW.com. That's Big Tex Trailers, tough as a Texas Longhorn.
Did you know there's a bank that will pay you to be its customer? That's right. Lone Star Ag Credit is a cooperative, and since it's owned by its stockholders, pays millions in dividends each year. That's free money to every borrower. Lone Star Ag Credit serves people all over Northeast Texas, assuring you competitive interest rates on real estate loans, rural home loans, livestock and farm and ranch loans. Contact Lone Star Ag Credit today at 800-530-1252 or on the web at LoneStarAgCredit.com. Equal housing lender.
Hey y'all, Cablesmith here for Tioga Retrievers. As bird hunters, we expect the most out of our gun dogs. And that's why I sent my sweet girl Belle to Angie and Tim Becker at Tioga Retrievers. Not only were her manners and obedience spot on in the blind and in the field, but Belle picked up over 200 birds in her first season. So whether you want a well-rounded hunting dog or just a well-mannered companion for the home, Tioga Retrievers has you covered. Located in Aubrey, Texas, visit TiogaRetrievers.com. That's T-I-O-G-A Retrievers.com. Alaska's all-inclusive Kodiak Sportsman's Lodge is the place to go for the fishing trip of a lifetime. You'll enjoy Alaska's highest bag limits for king salmon, black sea bass, yellow eye, ling cod, silver salmon, and halibut. Only 7 boats operate out of Old Harbor, and Kodiak owns 4 of them, so fishing pressure is never an issue. Drop lines within 20 minutes of the lodge in waters that are weather-protected in the Sitka-Kalitik Strait. Call 866-744-8777 or visit KodiakSportsmansLodge.com to book your fishing trip on Kodiak Island, one of the last great American frontiers.
Whitetail season has come and gone, but that doesn't mean it's time to stop hunting. Coons Canyon Ranch in Rock Springs, Texas specializes in exotics such as axis deer and black buck. Coons Canyon offers quality animals at a price the working man can afford. Right now, save 10% on any package of multiple animals. Military personnel, police, and firefighters also get 10% off. Lodging is available upon request, as are other exotic species. Visit CoonsCanyonRanch.com for your next exotic trophy hunt. That's CoonsCanyonRanch.com.
Hey, this is Kevin Van Dam, and you're listening to the Lone Star Outdoor Show.
And he's sitting there to himself in sunny days, stuck down in Texas. Man, I'm never gonna walk this path again.
The old man said some classic Jack Ingram right there, bringing us back from break on the Cabela's Lone Star Outdoor Show, powered by Hoff Power Polaris. I'm your host, Cable Smith. We are about to get into some bass fishing here in just a second, but real quick, first, we got to give away that guided fishing trip on Lake Fork. This was actually purchased by the SCI chapter of North Texas, as they've got their expo coming up the third weekend in March out in Grapevine, Texas. Going to be a great time, and they actually purchased this trip just to give away to one of our listeners. So the first person to text in, who's caught the biggest bass so far at this year's Bassmaster Classic? As of right now, who's caught the biggest bass at this year's Classic? Text in the answer, 214-289-7807. That's 214-289-7807. First person to text in will win that trip on Lake Fork with Heath Hardwick. Now, moving along here, for anyone that's unaware, 5 share lunkers have been caught and entered into the Texas Share Lunker program so far this season. 3 of them have come out of Lake Austin, which kind of behind the scenes has become a hot spot for lunker-sized black bass. And here to shed some light on why Lake Austin is producing so many big fish, it's my pleasure to welcome Marcos De Jesus. He's the fisheries management biologist for Texas Parks and Wildlife in the Austin area. Marcos, thanks for joining the show, man.
Thank you.
You bet, man. We're certainly glad to have you. How long have you been with Texas Parks and Wildlife?
I've been with the department 6 years here, working out of San Marcos. I just filled in the district supervisor position, but I've been as an assistant for 6 years.
Very cool. Well, Marcos, I want to visit with you about Lake Austin and how it has quickly become the hot spot to try to catch a lunker-sized black bass here in Texas. It produced a couple share lunkers last year, but already this season, 3 out of the 5 fish entered into the share lunker program have come out of Lake Austin.
That's correct. Actually, Austin has a history with the share lunker program, and it's always been known as a good big fish producer. Not known as well as Lake Fork or Sam Rayburn or other lakes around the state, but it's had its fair share of entries. And this year, as in the last couple, we've been having entries coming out of Lake Austin, which makes us really happy.
No doubt. To be honest with you, I'm not very familiar with Lake Austin, Marcos, but as the biologist in charge of that area, I know that you are. So why is Lake Austin producing so many big fish?
It's a Colorado River lake, and you know, a lot of the lakes on the system never been known for producing big fish. Lake Austin is kind of I like to call it a white spot in the river. It's kind of a riverine type of reservoir. Thing about Austin is it's had good habitat, and lakes usually, you know, that have good habitat produce good fish. The actual reason that you're seeing fish come up that are this big and so off so frequent out of Austin is probably a combination of factors, which may include definitely habitat. There's a lot of good aquatic vegetation out there, which produces a good forage base. And, of course, we've been stocking Florida largemouth bass into the system for several years now. You have good genetic input because of that. And, of course, people practice catch and release. And when people practice catch and release, there's always a chance for those fish to continue to grow, I think. Now, it's kind of similar to what you saw last year with OHIV producing so many fish. And what normally happens is, you know, you get a good year class of fish, you get a good production. This might have been several years back where we had a good good conditions to produce a lot of fish and allow them to survive. That combined with good habitat as they grew and good genetic, you know, having good genetics where they actually were actually selected to probably grow, these fish over the years have survived and grown to the point where they're now being caught as 13-pounders or more. Now, you know, just to go back a couple years when they started surging again, we were catching, there were a lot of reports of fish being caught between 10, 11, 12 pounds.
Mm-hmm.
Those fish weren't making the cut, but, you know, as these couple years have gone by, they're probably growing to the point where they're starting to surpass that 13-pound limit. So we might see more fish come out, and even for the next year or two, if everything goes well.
Well, shifting gears here just a little bit, something that I always find very interesting is when a fish is entered into the Share Lunker program more than once. I know that there's a fish in Allen Henry that was actually caught 3 years in a row and entered into the program. Have you seen that on Lake Austin yet?
Well, that actually happened this year. One of the fish caught this year was one caught 2 years ago. It was caught by Carl Atkins, I believe, 2 years ago. And it was caught again. Because when these fish go out to they're donated and they actually go back to our Sherlunker home in Athens,
mm-hmm.
They actually get a fit tag put in them. That way it identifies the fish if they're ever caught again. And one of the fish this year actually matched the pit tag from a fish caught a couple years ago in Lake Austin as well.
That is too cool, man. Marcos, did the drought affect Lake Austin like it did so many other Texas lakes?
Well, I mean, the drought has indirect effects. Lake Austin is a stable level reservoir. The LCRA controls its reservoirs in certain ways. The flood control reservoirs are Lake Travis and Lake Buchanan. Those are the ones you see the biggest impacts from the drought. The remaining lakes like LBJ, Inks, and Marble Falls, Austin, Lady Bird, they all kind of stay stable level. But still, you know, as the amount of water that runs through them is what changes, you know, on the drought conditions, maybe the flows and the releases are not as much, but, you know, flowing through, but they actually keep a stable level. So really, in that point, it doesn't really affect the fishery much at all.
Mm-hmm.
There's always habitat. You got lakes that will recede during these droughts, you know, 20, 30 feet, whatever. And a lot of the littoral habitat that's essential to producing these strong year classes of fish, they kind of come out of water, and those areas will not produce. Those years will have probably weak production of year classes. So when it comes to Lake Austin, we don't have that problem.
Okay. Last thing here, Marcos. What advice would you give to an angler heading out to Lake Austin for the first time with hopes of landing a Sherlunker?
The most important thing is timing. This time of year is when you probably have your best chances of catching a fish, a lunker at Austin. Sometime between December and April is when they become active. They come a little shallower. They come, you know, they mm-hmm. start going through their breeding cycle and all that. So it's more of a timing issue. But people like to use, you know, plastic, soft plastics.
Mm-hmm.
When the drawdowns occur, we so often on Lake Austin, a lot of crankbaits are used when they're concentrated in certain areas and deep holes. But any soft plastics really thrown around docks or ledges and thick vegetation, you got a good chance of catching one of these things.
So there you have it. The time is now to get out on Lake Austin if you want to catch a Sherlunker. Marcos, been a real pleasure, my friend. Thank you so much for your time.
No problem. Thank you for having me on the show.
You betcha. Oh, man, look at the time. We have got to get out of here. Thanks to Marcos. Thanks to our other guests, of course, Aaron Watson, the Honky Tonk Kid, and Dustin Ellerman of Top Shot. Coming up next week, I know we've got Texas Senator John Cornyn, and we're going to get into the Fast and Furious debacle and Attorney General Eric Holder's refusal to accept any responsibility whatsoever for that nightmare. We'll also be joined by Mr. Crappie himself. Wally Marshall will be here to give us some late winter tips that might help us fill those coolers full of delicious fillets. Thanks to all of our sponsors for making this show possible. Thanks to you, the listener, for being a part of the Cabela's Lone Star Outdoors Show. Until next time, I'm Cable Smith saying y'all have a great week in the outdoors.
I shot your dog. He was on the property. Thought he was a coyote on the run. I've been missing some chicken, so I pulled the trigger. Feel so bad about what I've done.
Newland Real Estate currently has two of North Texas' most beautiful properties listed. In Aubrey, the heart of horse country, we have a 6,500 square foot custom home on 351 acres of rolling hills and mature trees with a 21 stall show barn with round pen and cross fence pasture. Also in Sanger, a 175 acre cattle or hunting ranch with scenic hilltop views. It is heavily treed and fenced for cattle with ponds and tons of wildlife. Go to northtexasrealestate.com for more information. That's northtexasrealestate.com. Remember the name you can trust. Newland Real Estate.
Hey everybody, this is Brian Spagnuolo from TexasMotorCars.com. I'm here today to tell you about the best place in Texas to shop for your next vehicle. TexasMotorCars.com is a family-owned and operated business located in Addison, Texas. We have a huge inventory of pre-owned vehicles and specialize in trucks and SUVs. Please visit TexasMotorCars.com today. Come see me, Brian Spagnuolo. Our phone number is 972-481-1660.
Cable Smith here with my good buddy Craig Smith, owner and founder of Game Guard. And Craig, I guess the question everybody wants to know is, what inspired you to create that signature Game Guard camouflage pattern?
I had a friend of mine that challenged me to come up with a better pattern. I didn't like the patterns that fit, you know, Southwest Texas. So he said, you know, if you don't like it, do something about it. And that's really kind of where it started. I really wanted to get the colors correct because to me it's all about, you know, blending in and having the right tones at that time of the year. And so I just sat down and started drawing this pattern out, and it took me about a year to get it the way I wanted it and get the colors the way I wanted it. And, you know, the rest is kind of history, as they say.
Hey, Craig, we appreciate it. Made by the Texas Deer Hunter for the Texas Deer Hunter. Be sure to check out their full line of outdoor apparel at GameGuard.net. We all need a friend in the gun business, and that's why you should check out B&S Guns. Family-owned and operated since 1987, we offer a lifetime warranty on all firearm purchases. At B&S, we have a gunsmith on staff at all times, and our 5,000-square-foot building contains all your hunting and firearm needs. Open 7 days a week, we specialize in Nikon, Leopold, Browning, Remington, Swarovski, Benelli, Zeiss, and many more. Conveniently located in Garland, call 972-226-1816 or visit bsgunstore.com. That's bsgunstore.com.
The North Texas Chapter of Safari Club International's Outdoor Expo is coming to Bass Pro Shops in Grapevine March 23rd through the 25th. Admission to the expo is free Friday through Sunday as outfitters and exhibitors from around the world converge in North Texas. Saturday night's banquet features over 300 auction items, including hunting African dangerous game, 170-inch whitetails, helicopter hog hunts, and much more. Both individual and corporate tables are still available, but tickets are going fast. Visit SCINorthTexas.com. That's SCINorthTexas.com to get your tickets today.
SCI, first for hunters.